With all the talk about what happened to Gene Simmons this week and the video where everybody saw him sitting down because he was overheated, I learned something so important. They're still playing that stupid Say Yeah song. We're going to talk about that today on Podcast Rock City Live. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Pooty.
What's up, people? I am Groot.
Groot. You're Groot.
I am Groot.
I'm Groot.
On her shirt. And right down there is the goddess of thunder, Lee. Hi, Lee.
I am Groot.
People should just translate all day about, you know, what you say. Just
I can't wait for the Groot. Third one. Yes.
It's coming out soon, right?
I can't wait.
I guess I talked about this last week. Okay, so one of the things that I thought was, you know, I really meant to do this last week, but I wanted to bring up something before we move on. And that's, so we had a guitar player, right? A guitar player complaining about lip syncing. And we had, a singer complaining about how the guitar player can't play anymore. And that was just Motley Crue.
We could have a whole show on Motley Crue.
Holy crap.
What a mess.
I mean, now, okay. So as Kiss fans, with all the complaining that Motley Crue does or did about how Kiss is, right, guys? I mean, isn't it funny that this is all happening to them now? I mean, it's sad too. I mean, these guys have been together. If you believe all the hype, it's crazy. But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Video's out of Vince lip syncing now. Yes or no? Anybody seen it?
Dude, if he's lip syncing, that lip syncing is horrible.
I would make it a little better. If
he's been
tracking
so bad for so long.
Yeah, that's real. That's so too bad to be fair.
And then they're saying that, and then Mick Mars, I guess, is saying that. I'm just saying it's good that somebody else has got troubles.
Take it off a Kiss for a moment.
Take it off a Kiss for a while.
Who's had troubles forever? I mean, they've hated each other for a long time.
Yes.
My whole thing is how long before they're all going to show up on Eddie Trunk? And, you know, anyway.
All
right.
It's sad. It's sad.
So there is stuff to talk about today. So in order to do that, we got to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Hey, have you read the news?
So, here in Atlanta, there's a show on the radio that's a talk show, and they have this thing they do called basically the guy, the talk show guy, is a big, used to be a rock and roll guy here in Atlanta. He was on a channel called 96 Rock. And he's a huge Kiss fan. It was his first concert. All the time, he mentions the fact that he saw Kiss. And they have a segment because one of the guys on the show does a Paul Stanley imitation. And he says, Paul Stanley, Paul Entertainment News Stanley, that's the name he legally uses so he doesn't get in trouble, I'm guessing, got in contact with me and said, well, I'm about to retire. This is like going on 3 years, of course. I'm about to retire and I want to get in the radio. So this guy does. Anyway, they started talking about Gene Simmons overheating. I guess he was dehydrated. And the thing they complained about the most was the fact that he goes, on the count of three, let's give Gene a big Gene. One, two, three, Gene. And then the guys on the show were like, that's Paul Stanley.
That's what we do.
That's the best he can come up with.
That's what we do, though. Gene, Gene, Gene.
No, no, it wasn't a Gene, Gene, Gene. No, no, no.
It was just the one Gene.
It was just the one, two, three, Gene. And I was like, he didn't. Paul did not think this through. Okay. So I heard it was an outdoor show.
In Brazil.
Yes, yeah. Right? Outdoor?
I think it's outdoor.
It was very hot, 82 degrees,
hot, the costume. It just wore the old demon down.
Yes.
Do you think that it was fake or real, Sonny?
Oh, come on, guys.
This is real shit.
This is real shit.
We know
there is no way Gene faked showing weakness?
And
no way.
He hated every minute of it.
Okay. So the reason why I brought it up is I saw a couple of people that said, hey, you know, he could have done this to take the heat off of Paul.
Oh, good Lord.
With the ace thing. And I was
people
like,
with
I
their
don't think so.
Foil hats. No, tired no. of it.
Yeah.
They're also saying so. It was because of the COVID vaccine. Idiots. Sorry.
No, that I believe. No, I'm kidding.
It was so, I'm just so over that. Stop it.
Anyway. First of all, thank you guys for joining us. There's a whole ton of you guys here. We really appreciate it. You can email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. So Lee, you woke up the other morning. You sent us all the video. When you saw it, what did you think? Were you like, oh no?
I just felt bad for him and, you know, I hope he was okay. I didn't think anything else. I just figured he had some kind of exhaustion or something. I didn't know.
On the first show. I get it, though. It was in the 80s. Apparently, that is extremely hot for this time of year, even down there.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't turn 80 from 30. They knew it was 80 when they got out there.
That's a good point.
Right?
Maybe he just didn't drink enough that day. Yeah, and he, you know, who knows what it happens.
It's just a mistake. That's all it is. Yeah.
So everybody was freaking out online, and it turns out that it was apparently postponed for 5 minutes.
Mm. Ooh.
But they made it really seem like it was, by the headline, canceled. They canceled the show. They stopped.
No.
They weren't doing any more. But that apparently wasn't the case at all.
Then I heard they canceled the next night, but I'm not sure if that's true or not.
I didn't see anything about that. I thought
Someone
they had a show
a
like
they canceled
2 days.
The next night, and I just couldn't find it anywhere. So,
yeah, I didn't see that anywhere.
Fake news.
Sonny, could you do me a favor? Could you look up the set list for us while we're talking about this for that first night?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I should have asked you. I apologize. Lee, so does this doesn't make you worry about the last 54 shows or
no.
at 42 now?
No, because I went to a show near here. I think maybe Birmingham years back.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was walking up with my full costume. I'd put everything on, and they canceled it because Paul had heat exhaustion, and I had to turn around and go home. So, I mean, it happens when you're a performer outside, like in the heat. So I knew he'd be okay.
Sonny, have you ever been involved in going to a concert, any band where something like this happened?
Not heat exhaustion, but, you know, there's people that have left the stage for a variety of reasons, right? Like, I was at the Winery Dog show, 3 weeks ago, and they had a buzz in the speakers.
Uh-huh.
So they hear themselves. They did two songs, and they're like, guys, we got to get off the stage. Like, we can't even think.
Wow.
So they stage for like 10, 15 minutes as the venue was trying to fix whatever was going on. There was, I'll leave the guitarist name out of it because I might see him in like, I don't know, 10 days. So I'll leave who it was out of it. But I was going to a club in Sacramento. It was hot as hell in there. And they had the side door open. And the guitarist up on stage, the side door kept closing because it's not really built to be open. It's a fire exit, right? So it kept closing, kept closing. He stopped in the middle of a song, stopped playing guitar, gets to the mic and goes, "That door closes again. I'm walking off the stage and not coming back." So they put somebody like in front of that door so it didn't close again.
Good Lord, that makes me nervous. It's like don't put anybody in front of the doors. Okay, so I know that one of our friends, Doug, we all know him, and he was in California to see Kiss when Paul had, I guess, AFib or something like that. They showed it on the Family Jewels show. Paul's having a heart thing, and they made a lot of drama about it, and then Gene, I guess, performed, and then he with the band, and I guess they brought some people from the crowd on stage to sing too.
Oh yeah, I watched some of that video where Paul was missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gene was screwing up all the words and everything.
Yeah. All right, so I got the set list.
Okay.
So you got to remember this is from setlist.fm. So I don't know how accurate it is. So, you know, if you got opinions on what you think the set list is, I guess, you know, go F yourself. I don't know. So April 12th, okay? They opened with Detroit Rock City. Shout It Out Loud, Deuce, War Machine, Heaven's on Fire, I Love It Loud, Gene Breathed Fire, Say Yeah. The problem was during Cold Gin, looks like. So the concert stopped, and then they restarted. But then they did Cold Gin, and then went right to the guitar solo with Tommy. Then Lick It Up, Calling Dr. Love, Making Love, Psycho Circus. Then they did the drum solo. They did the partial 100,000 years that they've been doing. They did Love Gun, but for some reason, Paul didn't use a zip line. I don't know why. Supposedly due to security reasons, whatever that means.
What?
Yeah. Then they did I Was Made for Loving You. I Was Made for Loving You, Black Diamond. Encore was Beth and Rock and Roll Night.
Okay, so Making Love is new?
I don't know, I guess. And then it says, note, God of Thunder and Do You Love Me were on the printed set list, but they did not play it.
Maybe Gene wasn't up to it.
Or maybe they had to, you know, they still got to stop at some point, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Right, this
was this
time.
Just them, or was it a festival?
That part I technically don't know, I guess.
Is this that Brazil show, right? It was a stadium show, I guess. I don't know who else. See.
Well, that's really cool. You guys out there, I would love to know if you were there. Did everybody panic when, hey, we got to stop? I wonder if any Andrew Scambatti, thank you, says it was a festival. The whole stage setup was different. No B stage, Noodles says. Thank you, Noodles. No Black Diamond, it said. Somebody said it sucked. I was there. It sucked. I can't see your name.
Facebook user.
Anyway, well, I guess.
So according to setlist.fm on April 12th, Scorpions played that day. Sepultura, Pinups, whoever that is.
Scorps.
It doesn't say everybody.
Joe, I just thought of a show here in Atlanta. I don't know if you were there, Motley Crue, when Vince fell off the stage. Do you remember that? Were you there?
I was not there.
He fell off the stage. They had to stop the show and take him to the hospital. And people were starting to go berserk. So Tommy came out and said, "You all need to leave as a human beings, you know, and just be cool, and we will reschedule." And they did. But
what tour
fell
was
right
that?
Off the stage. Gosh, I don't even know what year it was.
It was a long time ago.
Not like 20 years ago.
Oh, I remember. I know that. I want to say I was at school one morning, and somebody came to me and said, "Hey, I saw Motley Crue in concert. There was a band opening." Guns N' Roses. We didn't know who they were yet. I didn't anyway, and most of my friends didn't know who they were yet. He said the lead singer jumped into the crowd and got into a fight. I was like, dang, that's woo.
That's awesome. Remember. Good old that's Axl.
Good old Axl Rose. Okay. So the tour started back up. We're on our way to the end of the road, sort of. It was supposed to be 50 shows. We know now it's 54. They've got a couple, I guess, under their belt. We will wait and see what happens from here. I didn't see any other Kiss news other than that. You guys?
No.
Nothing. And we haven't heard anything about the cruise.
Still nothing about the cruise. Yeah. And that's and it would be less than a year away. Because I think they said it would be February of next year. So there's a good chance they're not going to do one. But we'll wait and see. Don't forget, I'm going to say it again. You guys can email us at podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. Some of you finally, you've been asking me about the Podcast Rock City trading cards. I sent them out this week. So you should be getting them soon. Just look for a manila envelope and your cards will be in there. With all that being said, let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So thank you guys all for being here. The topic of the week this week is a Q&A. Every once in a while, maybe once or twice a year, we do a show where we put the call out to you guys and say, hey, pick our brains. Something you've thought about while listening to the show or while listening to a record or something that has to do with Kiss. Let us know what you think. And we'll tell you what we think. So we got a whole bunch of questions. You guys have already been sending them in for the show. Sonny, I'm just going to start with the people that are on the show, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Abbott said, if you got to make the set list for Kiss, what songs would you remove to fit yours? Paul always caters. That's when, am I reading that right? That's when people go to the bathroom. Most that's what? Funny. Most only know three or four songs. Thanks, Bri. You know what he's saying. There's songs in there. I would definitely get rid of Say Yeah. I know some of you are saying you love that song, but I would rather hear a classic Kiss song than Say Yeah. And don't tell me Say Yeah is classic because it's not.
It's not.
Sonny, pick a song that you would get rid of. I know. God.
Just one?
Just pick one.
Just one, Sonny.
I got three.
Okay, good.
No.
Say Yeah. I Love It Loud, Lick It Up. You could take those three off the set list. I wouldn't miss them for 1 second.
And Lee?
Please remove Eric singing Beth. I can't stand it. Ugh. I said it.
I don't want to see the piano thing out there. Just if, he's not even playing.
I just can't stand it.
If he sat down and sang it, that wouldn't bother me so much. All right. Kurtzky. That's how I'm going to say it. Can you remember what your first Kiss collectible was, and do you still have it? I do. It's on the wall there. It's a Kiss Cubes poster. I actually got it here in Georgia. I was from another state. I was here on vacation on Easter, and it was in my Easter basket in the morning, and it was. And I have since had that signed by the entire band. Which it's not in the best shape, but it doesn't matter because it's mine. But it's signed by the entire band. That was my first Kiss thing. What about you, Lee?
Well, I think this is the first thing I got, this necklace. I mean, I wore this thing every day to school in the 70s.
Wow.
And it's my original necklace.
That's like they made a belt buckle like that, too.
Yeah, it's original, and I wore it every day. Probably a belt buckle or another necklace was next, because I wore the belt buckles to school, too. Got picked on, you know, how it was.
Yeah, that's not right. Sonny, he's looking around.
It's hard to pinpoint what my first one was, but it's not a good shot that it's... Okay, so it's the poster that I'm looking at right now. It's, let's see, that would be Creatures era, where... Paul is leaning forward with a leopard guitar.
pink background.
Eric. Yeah, and it's like a pink purple background, and Eric's got the drumsticks, and Ace is showing the white lightning bolt with his Les Paul pointing down.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
Ass guitar. It's that one poster that everybody knows. It's either that poster or it's a poster from Animalize, the inside. Posters was the first thing I got after I got the first couple of Kiss albums. And the posters that were available at the Tower or whatever were these, because they were right in the, you know, in the mid 80s.
Here's another question. And the answer is going to be no for me. Will Peter show up at any of the last shows? I don't think so. Sonny says
Peter has the best shot of showing up at shows. And that includes Bruce to me, because I get it. Everybody wants Bruce there. Bruce has not been in the band on a real stage since 92, 93. Right? You can't count Unplugged as a real stage. Right? So the guy's been gone forever.
Like, yeah, Peter's, but everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him. I love him too. Peter's got the best shot. It's the easiest thing to do. Basically, you get off the stage for the encore.
Yep.
Right? Everybody's yelling, kiss, kiss, kiss. Nobody has told anybody it's going to be Peter. And Peter walks out with roses and a mic. Dude, the place would go absolute apeshit.
Berserk.
Berserker. And Lee, I'm sorry, did I ask you, Lee? You don't think so.
I don't think he's going to show just because of all this drama, but we totally talked about this. If he sang Beth, place would go insane. And that's all they got to do. It's all they got to do.
And you do the same. And you do the same end, right? Everybody comes out as the song's over. They gave each other hugs. Blah blah blah.
Yep.
Right? Peter says, "Love you, goodbye," and he leaves. Yeah. And
but
that's
I don't
it.
Think it's gonna happen. But I mean, maybe.
Imagine though the lights are on Eric and he's faking the piano.
Stop.
And
it.
Then
nobody
another
would want
light
him out there.
And then another light comes on, and it's Peter sitting on the stool, kind of like a deep fake. They call that the switcheroo.
The deep fake.
They make you think that you're looking at the right hand, but really it's the left. I don't know. Wishful thinking. We'll have to wait and see. Sonny, hit me with a question.
Okay, are we done with the questions live?
Yeah, I'm still going through them. So,
oh, okay.
You got
okay.
Email questions or?
Yeah, we got. We have questions that were on the post. I put a post out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, so we got a question from Gary Kapp. What Kiss concert were you most disappointed with that you attended? For me, that probably is. That probably is the last time I saw him. I saw him here at the Nutter Center. It's part of the End of the Road tour. And they were fine. But, you know, I went by myself because I just wanted to see it. And there was other people there that, you know, I knew and that kind of stuff. But, you know, Joe and I were, a bunch of us were in Vegas, saw the same show, and it was fine. Going by yourself and you've already kind of seen it and it's all played out in the same damn set list. Like, I just... That's probably the worst one, but it isn't because they suck. They don't know what they're doing. They're old. It's just I'm over it, right? There's just nothing new anymore.
Yeah.
How about you, Lee?
I can't really think, but the only one that's coming to mind now is the one where I showed up in my costume and Paul didn't play and I had to go home. I didn't even get to see him at all. I drove hours and put that costume. I was so mad. But then I heard Paul was, you know, what happened to him, and I felt bad.
Yeah. Joe, how about you?
I guess when I saw them in Atlanta the last time, I had really good seats, but I wasn't all that pleased. I was like, God, it feels like somebody just keeps hitting rewind, and I keep watching it again.
Yeah.
It's that set list. Like, they got to do something with that.
But now, I'll tell you this. I love the song Making Love. So... If they play that,
that'll make you happy.
I'm going to see them three times before the end of the year. I have two shows, the last two shows, and then Karen and I bought front row for Nashville. So if I can see them play Making Love three times, I'll be pretty happy. And I'm going, when I'm in front row, I'm going to reach onto the stage and take with a marker and scratch off, say, yeah.
All right.
I think we'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Just say, what's the best show you've seen now?
So Christopher Powell has a bunch of questions, but I think we can do a more rapid fire than how he has them. So I'll call a name. I'll ask you a question. Just kind of say your first thought there. Lee, most overrated song, Kiss song.
Damn.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. I don't know. Say yeah.
Joe, how about you?
I hate it.
Most overrated Kiss song. This is supposed to be rapid fire. Come on. Really?
I can't think. No, it's too many songs to think of.
Most overrated Kiss song. This is a tough one.
It is. It's hard.
So easy.
For you.
So easy.
I would definitely probably say.
Definitely probably. Joe. Definitely probably.
He can't say nothing negative. He's a whole rollover. He's a straight.
No. Rock and Roll All Night is probably my. I just don't see.
Oh, you stop that.
No, I'm not joking. I would rather. I would rather hear Let Me Go Rock and Roll at the end of every show.
Oh, I love Let Me Go.
Yeah. Than I would. I understand why it's popular. I understand that it's popular. But when I listen to it, I go, I can't even tell you what the song is about.
Yeah.
Show us everything you got. You keep on dancing. It just doesn't make any sense to me when you say the words. It's like, what are you talking about?
Most overrated song that Kiss has is I Love It Loud. Oh, it's a complete piece of shit.
Love it.
Okay, most underrated song. Joe.
Underrated song? Underrated. Damn.
Underrated.
Probably Let Me Go Rock and Roll. It should be the closer.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
It should be the closer, especially if they play it like on a live with all those guitar solos. It just kicks ass.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
would also say Tomorrow and Tonight, I love Tomorrow and Tonight. Okay, Sunny.
Lee, how about you?
I was going to say Let Me Go, just because that's like my favorite song. They don't play it enough.
Yeah, you asked me 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said Mr. Speed, but now people talk about Mr. Speed a lot, so I think it's 1,000,000 to 1. You ask anybody what their favorite Kiss song is, 1,000,000 to 1 just rarely comes up. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And because it's not a makeup song, it doesn't come up. So
Heaven's on Fire, I kind of agree there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even keep up with all the comments.
Yeah.
People's favorites and least favorites, they're coming through really fast.
Joe, most overrated album.
Hot in the Shade.
For me, it's Destroyer. Lee?
Crazy Nights.
Okay. Underrated album. Joe's going to say Carnival of Souls.
Carnival of Souls.
Lee, how about you?
Underrated?
I wish this thing would just put out the comments. I'm trying to keep up with everybody's comments. Thank you guys for commenting.
Maybe,
I'm sorry I can't get to them all.
Maybe Psycho Circus, because I always liked it. Nobody likes it. I love it.
I have grown to enjoy that record, actually.
Or yeah, The Elder. I also love The Elder.
I think the underrated album is actually Crazy Nights. I don't think it gets enough just because people, that's too much keyboard, blah, blah, blah. And they just kind of.
I can't stand it.
All right. Joe, best production on an album. What's the best produced album?
Oh, damn. Probably Destroyer.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee, how about you?
I was going to say Destroyer because it's just so epic.
Really? I like Dress to Kill. I like that it's gritty.
The production isn't. Good.
Yeah,
I love it. I mean, I love it.
Raw.
Yeah, but it's not.
And the worst to me is Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah, it's tough. I love it, but yeah.
Yeah,
worst.
You're probably
hotter
right
than
about
hell.
That.
Yeah,
Hotter Than Hell.
All right, this one's interesting. We'll start with Lee. Favorite Kiss ghost player.
Oh, damn.
I guess it'd have to be Bob Kulick.
Yeah, for me, I was going to go with Bob. Then I'm like, I think it might be Anton.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Joe, how about you?
Even though he didn't like me very much, I'm still going to go with Bob.
He didn't like okay. you.
Favorite non-Kiss album that features a past member or ghost player?
Oh, damn.
What?
That's a tough one.
And for me, that is a toss-up between All Systems Go by Vinny and Trouble Walking by Ace.
Yeah, I was going to say the first Fraley's Comet record.
Yeah, Trouble Walking.
Mm-hmm. Love Trouble Walking.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, I'll just ask you this question. What cellular service do you think Gene and Peter use?
I think that they have those Walmart phones that you just pay by the minute.
Burner phones.
Gene chucks them out the window when he's done with them.
Yeah.
Silly.
Lee, I'll ask you this question. Tommy Starr asked, why do fans have such a problem with bands getting new members? I met someone who said Kiss should have stopped once Peter left, which sounds crazy to him because that means you would have got 7 years instead of 50. That does sound a little crazy.
I think it's different with Kiss because of the characters. It's just different. Like I've always said, I would have been fine if they had new characters, Tommy and Eric. They kept going with it, Vinny, and they kept going, I would have been fine if they had new characters. It's just different with Kiss. Like, Dax came in for Bunny Carlos, and I was okay. I accepted it, but he wasn't trying to be Bunny. He wasn't wearing the glasses and the tie. It's just different.
Yeah, for me, I think what the difference is when a key member leaves, then it changes kind of the dynamics in the band, right? And yeah. I'm not trying to throw shade on bass players or drummers or whatever, but if they're part of the rhythm, but they're not part of a key songwriting element, then I'm not going to say they're replaceable, but you don't miss them as much, right? The problem with these four is they were supposed to all be key. So any one of them leaving creates a problem.
Well, that's just like Motley Crue, the four guys, or Cheap Trick. They're four guys, Nikki left, Nikki Six can't.
Joe, what do you think? Why do you think people have a problem with members leaving?
I think that it's just
nostalgia, too.
It's just, it's very personal to Kiss fans. It's very strange. It's like that makeup now. As hard as Kiss's work represents a character. But when we were kids, it wasn't that. It represented a person.
Yeah.
And that person in the Catman makeup was Peter Criss.
Yep.
So to, it's
yep,
like.
That's in my soul from the 70s. Yep.
Yeah. It's like taking. I understand where they're coming from. I've said this 100 times. I don't necessarily like it, but I deal with it just so I could keep going to see my favorite band. Right. Here's the other thing though. Despite what Kiss says, despite what Paul says or Gene says, I disagree that if they'd have put Eric and Tommy in different makeup, that people would have been turned off by it. I don't think so. I think that mostly people, they know what the Kiss guys look like, but I think that if you have Gene Simmons out there and you have Paul Stanley out there, that pretty much settles it for, now, does the band not want to have to go through all figuring out what are you going to wear and what are you going to wear?
The merch is set.
I get all that too. Mm-hmm. So it's just very personal. We grew up on these guys. It's like, I don't know.
I don't react to every band splitting up the same. So, like when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, I'm like, oh, well, we got David Lee Roth and we get Sammy and Van Halen. I win. When Russell left Great White, I'm like, well, I'm not following Russell, so I guess I'll follow this Great White. When Jeff Tate left Queensryche, I came back to Queensryche. I'm like, okay, now they got the right guy. When Tim Gaines left Striper, I didn't even know he left. Like, it was no different to me. He's the bass player. It didn't matter.
Right.
Right. So it just depends on who it is.
I get overly attached to these people, though. I just, you know, Vince Neil, when he left the first time, I was just like, what? You know, it's just, and, you know, David.
I was like, finally.
No, I can't. It's just too. I don't like change, and I'm attached, you know, to Van Halen and David Lee Roth. So I like Sammy with him, but
look at this question from Joel Hoffman here. It says, "Why is Kiss the only band that constantly talks about ex members rejoining?" And I think really what they mean is the fans really talk about it a lot.
It's the army that keeps talking about it.
Yeah, right. but you mentioned Van Halen, and the whole time Sammy was in the band, there was always. Oh, but you know, you think David Lee Roth will ever get back in the band?
And even now,
if they go on tour again for some kind of Eddie Van Halen tribute thing, will they bring Michael Anthony back?
I know, you know? I miss Mikey so much.
All right, so this question is from Mike Williams. First, I'm going to say that, Mike, I'm going to tell you if this happens. I'm going to stop talking to every human.
Oh,
that's it. Oh, I am done with human beings as a whole. If this shit happens, if the people did a GoFundMe for $250,000 to pay Ace, do you think Paul would let Ace on stage? The Kiss Army does a GoFundMe to get Ace on stage.
Oh, that's great.
I am going to stop talking to human beings. That is ridiculous. I love you. It's a great question. It's outstanding. If this happens, I will absolutely lose it. I will lose it. And you know what? If I was Paul, I'd say, fuck you, Ace. You ain't getting on stage anyway.
He already did. I say no. I think Paul would be like, if I was Ace, happen. I would show up at like a club down the road.
That's what I would do. If I was Ace, I would have a date that night. Somewhere nearby.
Yeah, I don't. It's all very.
It's not going to hurt their ticket sales though, because those tickets are already sold. So, but I don't know.
True.
Yeah. Righty asked, "How different do you think Kiss would be today if Tommy and Eric had their own makeup?" I actually agree with Paul. I like that the four characters are still the four characters. I actually like it that way. That's just my personal opinion.
As the 70s old lady, I would have wanted new makeup and new characters. I just would have personally accepted it better. I understand why they did it, believe me. But just talking personally.
I'd rather have no makeup then instead of two new characters. Just go no makeup and be done with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Joel Hoffman says, you know, is John 5 wearing Mick Mars outfit every night? You see how silly that sounds? I get what you're saying. I get it. You know, it's like, but I guess Paul Stanley and them think in order to sell Kiss
is different. They've always been different.
Like, it has to look like Kiss.
They've always been different.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Next question. Quantum. So this is from Kelly Blair. Quantum Leap scenario, if Ace had cleaned up his act and improved his health and sobriety, 1984 we're talking about, he replaces Vinny and records on Animalize and all the albums to follow, right? So we're saying a story here where Ace is cleaned up, they're booting Vinny, Ace comes back, does Animalize all the way through Revenge. Would 80s era Kiss be more successful? And I would say, that is a no, because I don't think Ace trying to match the 80s guitarists that were coming out and Kiss trying to get to that sound that the Bon Jovis and the Cinderellas and all these guys had.
And the look.
And the look. I just don't think, they'd be more successful with Ace. Lee, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree because Bruce just came in. He looked great. He just did his part. He's 80s. You know, Gene's the one that looked hilarious to me in the 80s. he just looked funny to me.
Animalize, it wasn't too bad. Lick It Up, it wasn't too bad. It's when they got into Asylum.
Yeah, and it gets speeds up. Yeah, and everything speeds up a little bit.
And his costumes became very glitzy and, you know, even in Kisco, even with Disco Kiss, his costume was not as flamboyant as the others. His was still very, it was supposed to be a monster, basically. It wasn't a monster that had, you know, diamonds all over.
Well, in the 80s, you know, with no makeup. Yeah. You know?
Right.
But of course, Gene's Revenge look was his best non-makeup look.
And I love Ace, and I get it. Ace is different than other guitar players, and he already had a name. But is he really going to compete against Yngwie and Steve Vai and Eddie Van Halen? And like, it's God, Paul Gilbert. Like, some of these guys, like, they took what was there and made it bigger and different, and it was more technical. Now, could he have played the Slash role? Yeah, probably. Yeah, he could probably play the Slash role, I guess. But I don't know.
I think it could have worked. I don't know. I think it could have worked.
I just don't. You don't get the same 80s Kiss. So then what you get is a watered down 70s Kiss with no makeup. Is that better than the songs that were out there? I don't know about that. So
that's a good question.
Ace singing backup on Forever? Really? Like, yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay, John Morton said, why do fans complain about albums being too long? We want to get all the music we can get. We're buying box set, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm one of the fans that complain about albums being too long because I want, like, I don't complain about the box sets and the deluxe editions and blah, blah. I think all those are great. I think if a hardcore fan wants every song they can possibly get, I get it, because I'm that way with Hailstorm, Stryper, Hall & Oates, like all those bands I absolutely love. Yes, I want every song that I can get. But if I'm trying to get into a band, I want the 10 best songs you got and to be done with it. An hour and a half album. Like, I hate Mindcrime. Mindcrime's too goddamn long. I don't need the story. There's some great songs in there. Just get lost in the story with me.
It's a masterpiece.
Ugh. Hate it.
It's a fucking masterpiece.
Whoa, Lee said the F word.
Don't even go there.
Well, you are fucking wrong.
You're wrong.
I love this.
You're wrong.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You're good with the longer albums?
Yeah. Especially Mindcrime. I listen to that thing over and over.
Yeah, you're a musician. Okay, I'm not a musician.
But let me ask you a question. At the risk of getting called out for asking a question that other podcasts have asked.
Oh, excuse me, Joe. I think it's going to be all right.
I don't want to ask it. You know, Hot in the Shade is long. You know, they could have taken a couple songs off that record. It's like just because you have the song doesn't mean it should make the record every time. If you look at Killers, there's leftover songs, right? From The Elder. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you know, those songs are great songs. They still didn't make the record, you know? So I think that the albums can be really long, a little too long.
So just skip the ones you don't like. What's the big deal?
You can't do that with vinyl.
Yes, you can. You pick it up.
Yeah.
I did my whole young life. Yeah.
So today, it doesn't bug me as much because if I'm making a Spotify playlist or if I've got it on my Apple Music, I just don't download those songs and I'm good. Oh, right? Okay. So it's easy now, but it wasn't easy when it was on cassette. On cassette, it was a pain in the ass.
Yes, that was difficult.
Right? So unless you had, what was that? It was auto reverse, and then it was, what was the stop?
It
auto
was a
stop?
Nightmare. Yeah.
What was it called? Because it would, like, the cassette player would forward until it got to like an empty spot, and I forgot what that used to be called though. Somebody will know. Somebody will know.
Yeah. Cause
Wait, Sonny, before you go, I want to address this comment right here, okay, from Noodles. Noodles. Okay, so let's discuss his comment. Ace's trunk interviews have proven Ace does not care about the fans. He mentions doing it if the price is right, and he also said, "Fuck it, I'll sing, I'll sling mud with Paul and prevent a final regroup. Okay, now, as far as the money goes, it's like Kiss is doing it for money too. Noodles, I appreciate your comment. If you asked Kiss to play their final show on this tour for no money, there's no way they're doing that. It's all about the money. And I guess Ace thinks if you want me to get on stage, I'm going to make some money for getting on stage. I think it's too much money? Yes. $250,000 to get up and do one or two songs, especially since it's sold out. It's like his value to the importance of that show to sell tickets anyway, not for nostalgia. To sell tickets went like this. Like George getting out of the pool.
Shrinkage. Yeah.
I never do Seinfeld references because I don't watch that show. Yeah. But do you agree with that, Sonny?
Okay, so I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna get a lot of hate mail on this. So
podcast RockCity1, that's the number one. @gmail.com.
I think when it comes to Ace and Kiss, and honestly, most bands. Well, I shouldn't say most bands. I should leave other bands out of it because not everybody's like this. I think when it comes to Ace and Kiss specifically, they care about the fans when it comes to whatever product they put out, whatever live shows they're doing. They want to do the best they possibly can because they want the fans to enjoy the experience.
Right?
They want fans to be safe. They want fans to be happy with Kiss. That's it. They don't give a shit about anything else when it comes to the fan. They don't give a shit about giving you different songs. They don't give a shit about giving you an experience you'll never forget because it's different every night.
They like to say it's all.
They don't give a shit about any of that. And when they do, it comes at a price. Yes, I think it's really cool to sell the sword that gets blown out in the fire thing. I think it's shitty to sell it for $25,000. I think it's great to sell an on stage played guitar. I think it's shitty to sell it for $25,000, right? But people are willing to pay that, so I guess you sell it for whatever. Which, then, are you really doing it for the fans? No, you're not. If you were doing it for the fans or doing it for a charity, now, if Kiss was auctioning all that stuff off and giving the money to charity, oh my God, dude, that's awesome. That's a great idea, and there's a bunch of people that should go do that. Because the Gibsons of the world and the Fenders of the world are giving these guys guitars and stuff. And if that's the way that they make their fans happy and help charity at the same time, I think it's outstanding. But they're not going to do shit for free. None of these guys care about the fans that much.
No, period. And and also every one of them is thinking about, what am I going to do after this? If I can make enough money to take time off, I might as well.
I think they have enough money.
Yeah, all of them. Every last one of
Plus,
them.
Plus, did you see that meme going around? Gene Simmons chair for $7,000.
Yeah.
Right. That's really good.
Someone would buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would buy it.
I know you would, Joe.
As long as it's autographed, Gene's butt was here. That would be awesome.
A little outline
of his bottom. I'm just kidding. That would be the dumbest thing I'd ever have. Kenny fucking Bagley said no new makeup 20 years ago would have been welcome, but I am good as it is now. Also, that's the way I feel about it. I'm fine. I think that if they would have taken the makeup off, I don't think it would have lasted because the makeup and the costume and the show is
we could take the makeup off. Like,
what are you crazy? Take the makeup off?
Are you crazy? You're crazy.
You're crazy. Next question.
All right. So Ernie Palooza, which poor guy's known Joey all his life. Ernie, gotta pick better friends, buddy. Can Kiss continue on even with no original member? So I answered him and said yes, as long as Quesada's not the drummer.
No,
but can Kiss continue on with no original members? My personal belief is that is a yes. Because it's a brand.
That's so silly.
Whether it's silly or not, that's a different question.
They can still go on.
But they can still go on.
Good luck.
I'll go. I'll pay.
It's just a tribute band.
No, I know, but my thing is that
I mean, I'm sure they'd have the big show and everything.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so if Pink Floyd Australia came to the US and I had a chance to see them, I would go see Pink Floyd Australia. I know that they're sponsored by the band. They're probably funded by the band. They tour and they do very well. You know, they play big, huge venues.
Are they endorsed by Pink Floyd? Are they?
I believe so. Yes. So if Kiss were to say, we're too old to do this. However, we're going to send these four guys that we've handpicked, the best of the best that we could find, to be us or to be a new version of Kiss. And we're going to send them out with the Alive 2 stage with the risers and the stairs and the drums. And that's what we're going to do. And it'll cost you $50 to see them. Mm. I'll pay $50 to see that at least one time. And if they impress me, if it's good, I'll go again. I mean, people go to look, I have a friend that plays guitar in a band that the singer is singing songs his father made famous. Okay. So you see how that works? And people still go because this guy is singing these songs and they're related, you know, but he's got the band and everything. And so, I mean, Kiss sends out a band and goes, we are sending them out. We held auditions. We handpicked these guys. They're going to get on stage and do an Alive 2 show with the stage. Go if you want to go. I would definitely go at least one time. Lee, you wouldn't go once?
If it was $50, I probably would.
All right, yeah. So that's a cap right there. $50, that's not too much, right?
Right.
And then Ticketmaster gets $350 on top of that. Yeah. And so it's $400.
Right. And then no.
Yeah. So to me, it's doable because of the makeup and the stage show. So I'm going to take it out of Kiss for a second and go to Vegas, right? Yeah. When Celine Dion's done, when Rod Stewart's done, it's done. When Tom Jones is done, it's done. The right. Blue Man Group can literally go on forever.
Forever, yes. And Menudo.
There's just something about it that they can just, it can go on forever. Like Iron Maiden, once they're done, they're done. Oh, they're done. Eddie. Yeah. Can live forever, though. Eddie can live forever.
Sure.
And Iron Maiden wouldn't have to play another live show ever again because Eddie just kind of takes you into the next three generations. Right? It's the art, it's the show, it's the makeup, I think. This is an interesting one because I didn't even know this, but Steve Bell says, given that Gene is listed as CEO of the Kiss Catalog Ltd., do you think Paul still actually runs the band, or does Gene let him think that he runs the band? I didn't even know Gene was listed as a CEO.
I saw that question, and I've never heard that before. If that's true, that's interesting. Hmm.
And is that just the merchandising side? Maybe Gene runs the merchandising side? But we talked to, on Grown Up Rock, we talked to the guy that's the CEO for Knucklebones, and when they made the Kiss figures, he said Paul was intimately involved. Like Paul would make notes, send back to statue. No, it's got to be this. No, it's got to be this. No, it's, so it wasn't just Gene.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, I would have never have thought of Kiss having a singular CEO, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that they're involved with the figures and stuff that deep. I like that.
So I'm sure we'll go to other questions that are coming live, but I got one more question that was on the post that we did. This is interesting. So, Lee, I'll ask you first. Hotter feud, Ace versus Paul or Eddie Van Halen versus Sammy Hagar? Which is the bigger feud?
That's tough.
Ace versus Paul or...
Or Eddie versus Sammy.
Ace versus Paul is awesome. I mean, I love it. It's been so fun.
the bigger feud is definitely, I would say, Eddie and Sammy. But because for me, it's because everybody until they weren't thought they were the best of friends.
They were.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Until they weren't. That's what I'm saying. They were, and that
and
was
then
a
poor
shock.
Little Mikey Anthony got, you know, the brunt of it.
Yeah,
yeah. That to and not this isn't a Van Halen show, but still, that's BS. That they, yeah. You know, so Michael Anthony stays friends with the guy, and because of that, he can't
he's
come
out.
Back. To,
yep, he's yeah. banished.
All right, so how about this? That's what I hear. I don't know if that's even true. So
yeah. All right. Were there other live questions?
I'm not seeing any, but I have a question for you guys. I have a question for everybody that is listening live right now. So I'm going to give you guys a second to get it all together and clear your brains. And because I'm going to ask a question here and I want everybody to answer. There's a ton of you in the room right now watching. And I want everybody's answer. It's either yes or no. That's it. Yes or no. Okay.
That's it?
Yep. Okay. Clear your minds. Okay. Clear your minds. All right. Here we go. If you could have gotten 3 more years of 70s Kiss, 3 more years of Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul, 3 more, and then the band goes away. Would you sacrifice everything after that that came naturally, like 80s Kiss? Mm. Would you get rid of the no makeup era just to get 3 more years of Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul? I want to see your guys' answers. I'm going to start with Sonny. There's already a no. Tatiana, she's like, no.
I would not only say no, I would tell you that I would give up 3 makeup years to get 3 more 80s Kiss years.
That's just
I'd give up 82, 81, and 80 to get more Asylum records.
Brother.
Lee.
So
this is hard for you.
It is hard for me, but the makeup was kind of petering out. So I kind of agree with what happened because I love the reunion so much. Like, it was so emotional. Like, I don't think I could give that up. So I'd have to keep it as it happened.
Keep it as it happened. We're getting a no, a yes, a no, a no. Let's see. No, absolutely
Sonny, yes,
not.
Tatiana, Sonny is crazy.
I am absolutely crazy. And I have shrunk.
No.
So the way to
shrink.
Lose weight,
you're way
the
down
way to
there.
Lose weight is just move the camera farther and farther away. That's how you
no, no chance. Hell yes.
It's just
going to no
be your
way.
Eyes
no.
like the guy, the
no,
neighbor
I'd keep
on that
80s
show.
Kiss fun. So. Jolie Adler. Yes, yes, yes. Man, no, there's a no, there's a no. No, 80s Kiss is great. Tony Smith, no. Brent Milhouse, I apologize, no. About the funk, yes. Get rid of the pop metal years. Tim Cobb, Ace's tasteful guitar player. He never, okay. Kurt Ski, nope, with exclamation points. There's a yes. There's a Preach Pooney. How many albums during the 3 year period? 3 albums. Darth, answer. What a year, like they always did. Tatiana, Sonny's crazy. Mike, no. Some really good stuff post Ace and Peter. And this is coming from original 4 guy. Yeah, that's Joel. Yeah. Linda says no. Old man says hell yes.
Old man.
And I'm a big Ace guy. No freaking way. Oh, so you see, it's mostly no, but there is a smattering.
It's a tough one. It's tough.
Christopher Early, what he just wrote there, I think I might take that and make that my mantra, because that is what I actually mean.
Here it
and
is.
What it says is 80s Chris was great. 70s Kiss was legendary.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That is, I wish I would have said that when I first joined the podcast, because that's what I have meant. It's not that I love 80s Kiss better than 70s Kiss. I just enjoy 80s Kiss better because that was my bang zone of Kiss. But 70s Kiss, anytime I see anything that's like 75, 76, 77, I'm in awe when right. it's done well. Right? Like the first time I saw Lakeland, right? I'm like, what the heck? The first time I saw Houston 77, I'm
right?
like, oh my
Holy
God,
shit, right?
dude, that is amazing. right? And nothing's going to ever touch that. But the problem is the Army always goes 70 kiss is great and 80s kiss sucks. And that's not right.
A lot of people love 80s kiss. But yeah, the 70s is just, you know. Can't beat it.
So most people are saying no. Like Jess Ball says, the All Night video was critical to my teenage years. No way I'd give up 80s kiss.
Centerfold by Jay Giles was critical to my youth.
Oh, nice. When you're doing the cartwheels and you can see everybody's panties. Look, I knew it. I knew it. Mine, of course, everybody knows, you know, who wants to be lonely? The girl in the leather high cut. Oh my goodness. I can see it right now in my mind's eye and it's good. All right. Listen, you guys are still answering and I appreciate it. Next week, the show. It's not next week. Sonny's out of town. It's the week after. Next week we're going to have a completely new show. It will be live right here. Now, this is what I want you guys to do. One of the questions that we had today was, what was your first piece of KISS memorabilia you ever had? If you're listening now or watching now, this is what I'd like you to do. Please go to our Facebook page and post a picture of it in your collection if you still have it. I would love to see what you have. I don't care what it is, big, small, a magazine, mm-hmm. a one card, whatever it was. If you still have it, I'm really interested in what you guys have hung on to. Look, Joel's been on me today. She's 80 now, Joe. Let it go. It's true.
Well, it's I don't know. Is she a Linda Carter, Diane Keaton 80?
Right, right.
Because I'll take that all day.
Yes, I agree. And she could have been 19 when she shot that video, in which case now she's 59.
She's only 59.
Yeah, oh, man. 59. That picture of the really beautiful blonde at Peaches in Atlanta getting signed on her belly by Ace.
It recently has
become another meme where it was like Ace signing somebody's grandma.
Grandma,
that
yes,
is so great. Doug Ponier says no with an exclamation point.
Doug.
All right. So, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Post it on the Facebook page. We'd love to see your first ever piece of KISS merchandise. I did this week. If you guys are on the Facebook page, I did get a KISS pinball machine and I'm going to post, I posted some pictures. I'm going to do some video of it and put it on the Facebook page. So if you guys aren't over there, go over there and follow us on Facebook and check it out. It's beautiful. It's not 100% perfect, but it's
none of them are.
None of them are, and it's pretty nice. It's mine.
Pretty darn nice.
It's mine, and it's
sweet.
It was a housewarming gift from my lovely future never to be wife, Karen.
You better put a ring on it, Joe.
No, don't do that. Don't put that out there. That's karma. Nobody needs to get married. How about it's like no? Or change the subject.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just saying after all this time and everything, you know, it's okay.
I guess it would be. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening. As usual, we're here every Sunday. Some Sundays are better than others when there's no Casada. Woo!
Oh, have mercy. We'll see you guys. Oh, wait, Lee, what do you have to add?
Oh, nothing. That was fun. I had a riot. Thank you.
And don't forget, like I said, you know, 50 times during the show, if there's something that you're interested in, shoot us a message. Hey, what do you guys think of this topic? Mm-hmm. There's a chance we're going to do it, you know? And I know that in the next few months, I've already thought about setting it up where if somebody shoots us the right topic, we're going to bring you on with us. Because if you got the right topic, you're going to lead the show. you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.